Thanks, Gabe. This year, the Masters Tournament may feel a bit empty due to Tiger Woods dropping out of the competition with a herniated disc. Is Tiger getting old, or is golf just plain bad for your back? To get enough power to hit a ball 300 yards, a golfer must be able to properly twist their torso and hips to maximize the overall potential energy of the swing. This coiling of the back puts an elevated compression on the vertebral discs. While this pressure may not be too big of an issue with younger players, it can become an issue if you have an inflexible back or if you're swinging the club 125 miles per hour like Tiger. An area of debate is whether or not a golfer can lower the chance of back injury by raising the downcourse heel during the backswing. This would allow for greater range of motion without as much stress on the back. Hall of Fame golf coach Bob Ellis says that if the front heel comes off the ground, a decrease in accuracy will follow. The decision is ultimately up to the golfer. Stretching and exercise is perhaps the safest bet to a healthy career. For more discussion on this topic, visit huffinesinstitute.org. This is Danielle Sanders, Huffines volunteer, wishing you an active and healthy week.